Highway Patrol trooper assaulted at a risk arrest stop Monday. Jamestown tourism photography project underway. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says a 35-year-old woman is facing numerous charges after allegedly assaulting a trooper before two citizens assisted in the arrest. The trooper had responded to a report of a reckless driver traveling westbound on I-94 and located the car at the Arisca arrest stop shortly before 7:30 a.m. Monday. Here's North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewin.
During the struggle, the suspect did grab the trooper's gun and tried to disarm him during that struggle. The trooper was able to secure his weapon, so that weapon did not come out of the holster, but the suspect in this case did try to disarm our trooper during the struggle, and luckily in this case, the suspect only suffered very, very minor injuries, and our trooper luckily has injuries that he'll recover from, but it could have been a lot worse in this case.
Amanda Levy of Jamestown was allegedly under the influence of methamphetamine and driving a car stolen from Minnesota on July 5th. Jamestown Tourism has been busy updating their photographs and video for their promotional use of the city. Executive Director Cyril Swedland says they use their bank of images for promotional materials, but wanted to update those for future use.
Part of our job is to tell the story about this community in what better way than images. And so we got a really nice bank of photography, still photography, but what we don't have a lot of great images of is video. And so we spent last week 2 days with a company out of Bismarck, just really intensively going through a lot of our inventory and our places and our things that we think are really unique.
And Moorhead police are searching for a murder suspect who is considered armed and dangerous. 25-year-old Oscar Ortiz is wanted for a shooting death in Kildare, North Dakota on Sunday. Ortiz is described as Hispanic, 5'5", 160 pounds, wearing blue jeans and either a long blue t-shirt or no t-shirt. You can find his picture online at newsdakota.com. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.